Be'ezer Hashem, the fourth parak begins on Chaf Gimel Mebeis in Maseches Sota, five lines from the bottom. And our Mishnah will discuss the types of women that are not the classic cases of Sota, where of course we know that there is a process in Kinui and Stira which makes a woman prohibited to her husband and also has to drink Bizman Mishmaim Mamarim. Our Mishnah will give us examples that are not the classic cases. Arusa Vishemeris Yavam. If we have a woman who is an Arusa, she's been married, but there wasn't Nisuin to consummate the marriage, or Shemeris Yavam, her husband has already passed away, but there was a mitzvah of Yibum because her husband passed away without children. Loi Shaisis V'loi Neitlis Ksuva. In such a case, such a woman doesn't drink. There is no Mayim Amarim. But at the same time, if there was Kinui and Stira and she was Mizana, and there is an allegation she was Mizana, so then she loses Uksuva. Shenemar. Chazal Darshan Asher Tista Isha Tachas Isha. That the Parsha of Sota applies for a woman who was Mizana under her husband. In other words, when she's in her husband's wing. Prat la'arusa v'shemeres yavam comes to exclude an arusa v'shemeres yavam. Amon l'kayin gadol continues the Mishnah two lines from the bottom. What happens, another unconventional relationship? This one is unconventional for a different reason. That is, the relationship was actually one of the chayvei lavin. For example, the Torah and Parshas Emor says that kayin gadol v'hu b'psula takes a psula, an almana is prohibited. Similarly, gruva chalutza l'kayin hedyet. Kayin hedyet is not allowed to marry a grusha. Or mamzeres u'nisin l'Yisrael. A mamzeres, or someone who's from the Givonim, Rashi explains, are prohibited to a bas Yisrael. Let's say in all those cases they were married. They violated the law. Or for that matter, u'bas Yisrael mamzer u'nisin. And then there was the process of kinyan and stira, lo shaisis, v'lo notos ksuba. On the one hand, the parsha mayim marim doesn't apply. Why? Let's take a look at Rashi lo shaisis. Delo nemra parsha ela berui lekaima. Because the parsha of saita only applies to that woman who you could stay with. V'achi tanyi betasefta kisista ishta berui yali ishis akasa medaber. Ishta means someone who's berui yali ishis. You can't stay with such a woman al pidinei Torah. It's one of the chayvei lavin. For that reason, the parsha kisista ishta doesn't apply. But at the same time, the woman does lose the ksuba. Rashi explains that even though there are other cases where manam kohen gadol we would be lenient in regards to ksuba, however, since this stira would make her usher to the husband, so then there's no way a woman would be entitled to a ksuba if in a regular case, will make her also a husband. It happens to be in this case, she's also for another reason, but certainly she will lose her ksuba. Continues the Mishnah. Ve'elu loy shoysois v'loy noitlois ksuba. Here are further examples of women who don't drink and they're not entitled to the ksuba. Ha'oimeres tmeyani. A woman who attests on her own that says that she is tmeya. She attests that she was Mizana. This is a corollary to the Mishnah on Davov Amanalf that we had, that a woman who says Tmeyani makes herself prohibited to eat Truma. It should be noted that the Mishnah in Nidarim on Dav Sadi Amibes does say that we do not follow this halakha in cases where there is no Kinui and Stira. That's how Tosis elaborates on the Vav Amud Aleph. And that is because the Mishnah says that if a woman says Tmeya, she might not be telling the truth. She might just be trying to get out of the relationship. However, Tosis says if there was already Kinui and Stira, there was enough Raglayim Ladavar, then we will actually believe her. Vishabolo Eidim Shi Tmeya. Or there were Eidim that came and said she was Tmeya. The moment that happens, then the Mayim Hamarim doesn't work. Vishabai Labala Baderch. Or the Gemara Dav Zayin described that the Baal is not allowed to be with the woman. So if the Baal has relations with her as well, the woman who's a Sota, that also will, quote-unquote, mess things up. So, in all these cases, then she's not going to be entitled to the ksuba. So v'shabola edim shitzmeya. Excuse me, I misspoke. Baila bala baderech is going to be later on in the Mishnah. So far we've had two cases. Number one, if a woman says tmeyani, then she doesn't drink, she doesn't get the ksuba, as well as v'shabola edim. If edim come and testify, shitzmeya, then as well that would not apply. We'll discuss later on shabaila bala baderech. V'omeres eini shaisa. And a woman who says that she does not want to drink, then in such a case, she does not drink, but she doesn't get her ksuba. Amar baila eini mashke. If the baila says that, the husband says that he will not give her a drink, and now we get to that case. Vishe baila bala baderech. Or if the baal violated his agreement, so then in such a case, in those two cases, where the baal says that he doesn't want her to drink, and baila bala baderech, so he's the one who messed it up. So in such a case, then she doesn't lose her ksuba. Nodlos ksuba v'lo shosa. She doesn't drink, but she's entitled to her ksuba. Now the Mishnah, seven lines from the top, discusses a different case. Mesu baleyen ad shelo shasu. What happens if the husband of all sotas dies before they drank? So what's halacha in terms of ksuba? So now they're not going to drink. So what about the ksuba? They shamayim not the ksuba lo shosos. Beis hillel says no, they can still drink. Oh shosos, either they drink or lo not those ksuba. So we give them the option to drink or they lose their ksuba. The Mishnah continues other examples of derabbanans where the woman is not allowed to be with her husband. Mu'beres chavero minikas chavero. Now lochi is that a woman who's become pregnated by a man, her husband, and the husband passed away, or a woman whose husband passed away when she was nursing, or she was divorced. So the Rashi explains in Dibra Masam Uberes Chavero that Chazal made an Isur, they made it prohibited for her to remarry for 2 years. Halacha l'maisa, it might not be 2 years. Maybe we'll discuss it later on in our halacha section. But that is the pure halacha in the Gemara. Mu'beres chaver in the Mishnah, in our case, mu'beres chaver mnekes chavero. What happens if someone violated that in Drabbanan? And he married a woman within the 2 years of her, while she's still nursing, where she wasn't from the previous husband, where she wasn't supposed to do it. So here we have two opinions. Says the Gemara, Lo shosas lo notas ksuba. She's not entitled, she doesn't drink, she's not entitled to ksuba. Divrei Rabbi Meir, that's the opinion of Rabbi Meir. The Chachamim Amar, the Chachamim disagree. Yochol hu la'afrisha u la'achzira. The Chachamim say that in such a case, she would drink. Why? Because the halacha is that if someone violates that din d'rabbanan within the 24 months of the nursing or the pregnancy, so then that does not mean that the relationship is lost. So halacha is they could separate until after 20 minutes and come back. And therefore the Chachamim say it's a viable ishus. And we said before that a sota doesn't drink if the ishus is not viable. Chachamim claim that ishus over here is viable. Islandness is a woman who cannot have children, simplistic purposes. Uzkena continues the Mishnah. V'she'en ruya leilad lo noitlus ksuba v'lo shaisis. In case of kina stira, then there isn't going to be shtia. Rav Lezer Aymer yachalu lisa isha acheres v'lifros v'lirbo semenu. Rav Lezer disagrees. Rav Lezer says that even though these women cannot give birth to children, that doesn't mean that a husband needs to divorce them, and therefore, these women could still be considered ruyel kaima. How could that be? Isn't there a mitzvah in the Torah for pru or vu, and he cannot fulfill it with the island of the zekeinu? No. Yochel hu lisa isha acheres? He can marry a second woman. So let's say Leah is an islandess, he can marry Rachel, and that will be fine. V'lifros v'lirbos men, u'shar kol noshim oshosas olonitos ksubasa. for other women, so then the halacha is that they can either drink or they're entitled to a ksuba. The case of a wife of a kohen who is a sota, they are permissible to their husband. Eishes, after they drink. Eishes sris, the wife of a sris, shoisa. Also they could drink. The Mishnah continues 7 lines before the end. Ayidei kol arayas mekanin. Kinoy does not only apply with an eishes ish as well, with the foreign man, but even if arayos, if it was alleged that she had been over relations with her father or the brother, chutz min hakatan. However, kinoy does not apply for a katan. Rashi explains because it says v'shachav ish aisa umi she'eno ish. As well, it does not apply to someone who is not a man. Now, what exactly does it mean, someone who is not a man? Rashi points out that the Gemara will be masbir Ezer Hashem later on. Ve'elu shebezdin mikanin lehen. Bezdin could also play the role of doing kinui. Mishin is charish baila. If a woman whose husband became a charish is potter from mitzvahs, as elaborated upon in the 7th parak of Gittin. O nishtata, or he became a shota. O she'echavish bebeis ha'asurin, or he was a prisoner. Lola Lashkosa Amru, that is not to say that they could, Bezin could be Mekana, to the point that would create Hashkah, El Apostle Miksubasa, but rather it's strong enough to make her apostle from the Ksuba. Rabbi Yossi Yom Aflik Lashkosa, the Kishiyetza Bailam Beis Asurin, Yashkena. The husband needs to be there for the drinking, however, when he comes out of the prison, then he would be able to force her to drink, which was initiated by the kinui of Gemara Be'ezer Hashem on Chavdalet Amid Aleph, about 3/5 of the way down the Amud, begins to analyze the Mishnah. And in the Mishnah, the first subject that we had learned was an Arusa and Shemeris Yavam. Because the Torah says, Asher Tista Isha Tachas Isha, that the halacha is that she doesn't drink. So the Mishnah already gave us the Makar that it has to be Tachas Isha, that the woman has to be living by her husband. However, the Gemara still searches for another variable that hadn't been spelled out in the Mishnah. Mishnah hu d'lo shasya. It's true that she doesn't drink. Hakinui maknila. But the inference of our Mishnah is that kinui would go down when it comes to Arus and Shemer Siyavim. Minanimili? How do we know this? Ask the Gemara. Answer the Gemara, Ditan Rabban and Darbel Bnei Sol Marta. When it comes to the Parsha of Sota starts off, Daber al Bnei Yisrael v'amartalim, Ish, Ish, Kisiste, Ishtoy, Mola, Voy, Moa. V'amarta, L'rabois, Arusa, V'shameres Yavam, L'kinoi. Why does it say Daber and V'amarta? It's coming to include something you would not have thought of. And that is an Arusa and a Shameres Yavam. Continues the Gemara. Umas nisan mani, and who does our Mishnah follow? Rabbi Yonasan, it follows the opinion of Rabbi Yonasan Desanya that says in the pasuk a little bit later on in pasuk Yutes, v'ishbia oisa akoyin v'amar li'ishem lo yishachav ish oisach v'im lo yisatis tumot tachas yishach inokim imei hamorim hamimorim. That Rabbi Yonasan says on that pasuk tachas yishach prat larusa, it's coming to preclude an arusa. That Narusa, our Mishnah will follow Rabbi Yonasan. The Sanya we learned in Braisa, Tachas Yisheich Prat La Rusa. The Tachas Yisheich tells us to preclude a Rusa. Yochol Shanimos Avshemer Siyavam. Tamaloymer Ish Ish to Rabbi Yoshe. So the first opinion of the Braisa actually says that we make a split. That Narusa is precluded from Shtiyah, but Shomer Siyavam would not be. Rabbi Yonasan Amar Tachas Yisheich Prat L'Shemeres Yavam. Oitzi Es Shemeres Yavam V'Oitzi Es Arusa. I would think maybe it only precludes a Shemeres Yavam from drinking, but maybe an Arusa does. Tamlom Ashatista Isha Tachas Isha Prat L'Arusa. It's coming to preclude Arusa. The Gemara now clarifies what is the Machlokes, what's the Svara behind the machlokes between Rabbi Yonasan and Rabbi Yoshe. And the Gemara says, five lines from the bottom. Ma'ar, Rebbe Yonason, he assumed that first, if we had to choose which one was precluded, first he would choose the Shomeres Yavam, and then an Arusa. What would that say? That would say that an Arusa is closer to a wife than a Shomeres Yavam. Alimale Arusa, Rebbe Yonason assumes that Arusa is stronger, more comparable to wife, the Kiddushe Didei, because the Kiddushin comes from the husband, he did the Erusin, the Soklin Al Yadin, and if she's Mizana, then she will get killed because of the husband. Al-Yadah here means through the husband. Umar and Rebbe Yoshia that disagrees, Ali Malay Shemer Siyavim. If he had to choose which one to preclude, Rebbe Yoshia started precluding Arusa and then Shemer Siyavim. Why? Because he would have thought Shemer Siyavim resembles marriage more. Again, Shemer Siyavim being a woman whose husband had passed away without children, and now she's waiting for Yibam from the brother. Why is Shomer Siyavim even stronger than Arusa? The lo mixer misira lechuppah, because there isn't chuppah that's necessary. Presumably, the lamdus of this machlokis is what is a stronger indicator of ishus. According to the opinion that assumes that Shomer Siyavim is going to be stronger, and that is the opinion of Yoshia, he assumes that the strongest indicator of ishus is chuppah. And since Shomer Siyavim does not need chuppah, so then we will assume that that ishus is stronger. While the opinion of Rabbi Yonason is no. Rabbi Yonason says that we look at it in the fact that no other kedushin is necessary, and if there was nus, so then she'd be put to death based on their relationship, not based on the relationship of the brother. Continues the Gemara, a new question vis-a-vis Rabbi Yonason. Rabbi Yonason, Hi ish ish my avalei. What does Rabbi Yonason do with the pasuk of ish ish? We just got through saying that Rabbi Yoshia darshins the pasuk. What about Ribson? Says the Gemara, Mi boy lei. We need it l'rabos eishes cheresh ve'eishes shoita ve'eishes shumum. It comes to preclude the wife of a shota or a cheresh that we learned in our Gemara, in our Mishnah earlier, more specifically, that the halacha is that there is no shtia, but at the same time, bezdin could be mekananim. As well as the Gemara now adds shimum. Shimum Rashi explains on top of Chav Dalet Amid Beis is a man who is sick. Rashi says that he's wondering. It sounds like some type of psychological malady. Rabbi Yoshia, what's Rabbi Yoshia going to do? Hay tachas isha, my avodle. We had Rabbi Yonasan dashing the pasuk tachas isha. Rabbi Yoshia didn't. What's he going to use that pasuk for? Lahakish isha ishli isha v'isha liish. It's to equate a man to a woman and a woman to a man. For what? Right here on top of Fadalat on the base is telling us that a man and a woman are equated for Hilchos Sota. Rashi does not spell this out, but what the Gemara is referring to over here is six lines from the bottom of Zayin Amid Aleph, where the Gemara tells us that we equate the man and a woman, Kishem Shehu Imhu Suma Lohayim Ashke, just like if the man was a Suma, you would not give the woman to drink. Kachi Imhu Suma Lohayim Ashke. So we infer, whatever passes for a man is also going to pass for a woman. So the Gemara continues on Chavdal and Mebez and says, that's what we need the pasuk of Tachas Isha to come to teach us. Continues the Gemara, El Taima Diksivi Hani Kroi. We just got to be saying on Chavdal and Amid Aleph why we need all of these psukim. We have the different opinions in the Braisa of Rabbi Yonason and Rabbi Yoshia. But now the Gemara says, El Taima Diksivi Hani Kroi, Halavach Yehava Mina Arusa Shasya. We used psukim to preclude an Arusa. What does that tell us? That if not for those psukim, then we would have said that Arusa does drink. Hakiyasa, Rabbi Acha, but the Gemara has a problem with this. When Rabbi Acha Bar Chanina came, Midroma, from the south, Asa, he came, Va'aisi Masnisim Biyadeh, and he brought with him the following teaching. Rabbi Acha Bar Chanina brought a teaching with him, Asa, Va'aisi Masnisim Biyadeh. What was the teaching? Mimalade ishech. The Torah tells us that she was mizanim mibalade ishech. She slept with someone that was not her husband. So what does that indicate? That she used to sleep with her husband, and now she didn't. Mishakodma shivas balaboel. This halach only applies if the simple meaning of the pasuk, mi balade ishech, instead of what was usually done, was done this, mishakidma shivas balaboel, velo shakidma shivas balaboel. But not if she was still a rusa, and there had never been relations between them. So that's akasha. What do we need this gzeres hakasuk for? To preclude Arusa, as mentioned in the Mishnah Chav Gimel Mebeis, then Arusa doesn't drink Meisaita. We already have Rabbi Achanina Svara answers Rami Barham. Amar Rabbi Barham Mashkachas Lokigon Shebala Oris Beveis Avia. We could construct a case, not the standard case, an extreme case, but we will find a teretz in the following instance. If you have an Arusa that had relations with the Arus in her father's house. The Kava saw Gabi Shemeres Yavam, and if you would have a parallel case of Shemeres Yavam, Kigon Shebal Leo Yavam B'meis Chameha, the Gemara answers that there's a very particular case over here, and that is a case of when there was Arus B'meis Aviha, and the Kava saw is already going to be a Kasha. What is Shebal Leo Arus B'meis Aviha? They had a relationship of znut. By the way, there are times, according to some Rishonim, that you wouldn't necessarily say that when there's an arus, it's znut. It could be, according to Tosis, in a few places in the first parak of Ksubis, in Yehuda, where there was yichud, it could be there was an with an arus and arusa together. There it might have been even expected that they be together. But according to most cases, of course, the Arus and the Arusa were not supposed to be together. And then, so in such a case, Kigon Shebal Le Arus Beveis Avia, so then we're going to have the Shchivas Habal Kodem Lebol. The Kavasa is a question. The Kavasa Gabe Shemeres Yavam. But the Gemara asks, we have a parallel when it comes to Shemeres Yavam, Kigon Shebal Le Yavam Beveis Chameha. The Gemara is asking, we equated Arus and Shomeres Yavam. And if we're going to say that the case of Arus is a case of where is Baalel Arus Bebeis Avia Biznus, then let's talk about the parallel in Shomeres Yavam. The parallel has to work as well by Shomeres Yavam. The Kavasoga by Shomeres Yavam Kigon Shebaalel Yavam Bebeis Chameha. If the Yavam was Mizane with the Yavama, in other words, Ruvain, the original husband, died. Shimon, the brother, happened to have been Mizane with Reuven's original wife, Hashomeres Yavam Karisla, Ishtame Al Yisahi. In such a case, we would consider her a full-fledged wife. Why? Da Amar Rav, because Rav had taught, Kana Lekol, the halacha is that whether he has relations with the Yavama B'shogeg or B'mezid, he's Kona, that she's considered his full-fledged wife. So what do we see from here? What we see from here is that the parallel case of Shomeres Yavam, we would not say, like we had said by an Arus, that because there was Nus beforehand, that she's not going to drink. The halacha would be that if there was relations already between the Yavam and the Yavama, whatever the nature of the relations, whatever the Kavana was, we would consider her a full-fledged wife. If we would consider her a full-fledged wife, so then in such a case, then we cannot say that the case of Shomeres Yavam and Arus is a case where they were Mizane after Arison or after the death of the brother. Because when it comes to Yavam, so then the halacha of the Mishnah doesn't fit, because the Mishnah says halacha is that she does not drink. And Rav taught us that the case of Yavam, so then the halacha would be that she was kona l'kol, and therefore, in the case of Kinyan and Sphira, she would drink. Hence, the parallel by Arusa cannot be correct, because Arusa and Shomeres Yavam are paralleled in our Mishnah. And since it can't be the case of Yavam, it cannot be the case of Arusa, and then we are stuck with our original question, why would we ever think an Arusa should drink? At the end of the day, if it's Kidmat HaBoa LeBaal, there is no Shtia. Answers the Gemara Kishmuel. We're not following the opinion that says that a Yavama who is Mizana with the Yavam that is considered a full-fledged wife, but rather we're following the opinion of Shmuel. The Amar Lo Kana El Dvarim Hamuram Biparsha. We're following the opinion of Shmuel that says that she's not considered a full-fledged wife if they had relations biznut. The kinyan of those things that are said in the parsha, Rashi explains Dima Maskul Kishmuel, is in reference to the halacha that the Yavam is entitled to his dead brother's inheritance, and he doesn't divide it with the other brothers, as well as the fact that she now needs a get from him. However, as what's borne out from our sugya, in regards to kinui and stira, if there was kinui and stira between the Yavam and the Yavama, so then in such a case, there would not be the parsha of Mayim Hamarim, as our Mishnah says, but rather, the only possibility is her going out without her ksuba. So that's the way we could explain the case of Arus and Yavama. Then our Mishnah, we're talking about an instance where there was Bia with the Baal before the Boel, but actually that Bia was also a Bia that wasn't done big Kedusha. Says the Gemara, Ihachi Lema Rav, the Amr Kareb Yoshia, Ushmuel, the Amr Kareb Yonasan. What then would emerge is that the opinion of Rav, who says that in the case of the Yavam, whose Baal Leab is Nusut the Yavam, he's Kona the Kol, that worked according to Rabbi Yoshia, who we had learned earlier that said that the Shomeris Yavam drinks, and then she's considered a full-fledged wife. However, Shmuel holds like Rabbi Yonasan. Rabbi Yonasan said it was a Davar Pashut that a Shomeris Yavam would not drink. The Gemara says a very simple, straightforward dechia. Amalach Rav, another Amri Filu Rabbi Yonasan. Midi'itzra kral miyute, michlal di'ishta ma'al yisach. Rav will say back that Rabbi Yonasan, who says Shomeris Yavam does not have the din of a regular husband, that is a regular wife, that is because you have a special gzeres hakasos. Otherwise, she would be considered a full-fledged wife. Michlal di'ishta ma'al yisach. In general, she's a full-fledged wife. Shmuel says, I would follow the opinion of Rabbi Yoshia. Midi itzra krala rebuye, michlad lav ishto hi klal. According to Rabbi Yoshia, who says that she drinks, that's because you have a special teres hakosov. But otherwise, as Shmuel said, the Shomeris Yavam is not considered a full-fledged wife. Hence, if they were znus, so then in such a case, we would not consider a full-fledged wife, except vis-a-vis the halachas of get and nachala. Be'ezer Hashem, today's halacha from Chav Dalet Amud Aleph and Amud Beis really emerges from the first lines of our Mishnah. And that is the status of an arusa, which our sugya had discussed in regards to kinui and stira. There is another fascinating halacha lemaisa discussion that there are different customs today that revolve around another question of arusa, and that is the interesting issue of whether a woman that gets married on the night of her wedding, does she need to cover her hair? Is there a requirement for Ashkenazim who have the custom to wear a sheitel, and of course, the Talmidim of Chacham Avad Yosef Shlita, who object to a sheitel and cover their hair with other coverings, is there a requirement for a hair covering for a woman on the night of her chasna? In a fascinating diuk, the brother of the Taz, the Mahari Halevi, makes the following deduction from our Gemara. An arusa, he claims, that means a woman who has not done nisuin, we are going to define later on what nisuin is, a woman who has been married when the husband puts the ring on her and says, Hareya Mekudeshesli, the brother of the Taz Mari Halevi in Simin Tes brings a raya from our sugya that to him it's a dover poshut that arusa, not only a nisua, even before
the woman is considered fully married to the man in the sense that she is a nesua. We have in other shiurim discussed what a nesua is in different parsha shiurim. For halacha ma'isa purposes, we will get to the definition of nesua shortly. The halacha is that even if you just simply said harayat mikudeshesli, that would be enough to obligate in a hair covering. What's the proof? Says in Ma'ariv Levi, the proof is saita chavdalet amin aleph. And what is that? Then our sugya, we see that we have a gzeris hakosuv that comes to tell us that a sota does not apply to an arusa, as the Mishnah says, arusa v'shameres yom lo shosos v'lo notos ksuba. There isn't the process of shtia. Now, if an arusa would have no hair covering, claims the Ma'ariv Levi, then the whole parsha of sota would not apply, because the pasuk says, ufara esrosh ha'isha. The assumption, of course, is that she's a married woman who has her hair covered. How could our sugya even need to preclude it if already she's not included in the requirement of ufara esrosh ha'isha? Hence, he says, the moment a woman becomes a arusa, that will mean the second after he puts the ring on her finger. That would mean she's got to put already the hair covering on even before what we call colloquially the chuppah. There's a requirement of a shetel or a hair covering, a mispachat. So then in such a case, says the Ma'ariv Levi, the whole parsha would not exist. Some are doche the Ma'ariv Halevi's raya. In the tshuvas of the Yosef Omitz, he says that we already see from the Shita Mekubetzes that the halacha is that there are times that Priyas Arosh is not ma'akev. The Shita Mekubetzes earlier on Chesam Abeis says, what happens if they forgot to do Priyas Arosh? Does that mean the whole process of Sota cannot take place? It can. In other words, Ufara Esrosh Ha'isha is a din lechatzchila, but it's not going to be a ma'akev. And that will take away the raya from this sugya. Objectively, though, whether there's a raya or not, there clearly is a machlokis. Many achronim do assume, even though it happens not to be the custom in my family, it requires further research why that's so, but both at my wedding, as I followed what my parents had done, and at my parents' wedding, the kala did not cover her hair. However, I do see now that the majority of the opinions of the Achronim, Rabbi Akiva Eger and his Shalos Tshuvas Madur Tinyana Simen Ayin Tes, Bechavis Yoyer, Simen Kuv Tzadivov, and probably most significantly, the Mishnah Brura in Simen Ayin Hey, Sifkot and Yud Aleph, all assume that the halacha is that Arusa needs to have a hair covering as well. However, in the Shalos Tshuvas Shvus Yaakov, in Chelik Aleph, in Simen Kuf Gimel, the Shvus Yaakov has a long tshuva where he claims that there is no requirement for an arusa to cover her hair. In a beautiful and fascinating tshuva, the Shvus Yaakov argues that the halacha of Priyas Rosh is not that a woman is betrothed, but rather is that she is a be'ula, that she's already lived with her husband. And prior to living with her husband, there is no requirement for Kisui Rosh. Hence, she says, as long as she is a Basula, there isn't any requirement. And with that, he also discusses other instances in regards to an Almana Minayrisin. Any time that there is no Bia, so then in such a case, there isn't requirement for her to go out with her hair covered, because the halacha of the hair covering is a halacha that also the Gemara, he claims, puts together with the change of her status vis-a-vis her ksuba, that a besula gets 200 and a be'ula gets 100. This is the opinion of the Shvus Yaakov. So up until now, we have two opinions. The opinion of many achronim that arusa is required, and therefore a kala today would need to cover her hair already at the night of her wedding, or the opinion of the Shvus Yaakov that as long as she's an arusa, there isn't a requirement for her to cover her hair. But not only as an arusa, he seems to say, as long as she is not a Bu'ula, and he says clearly, at the time of her Chasana and the night of her Chasana, there isn't a requirement. There is a third opinion. This is an opinion that is very much followed today, and that is from the Talmidim of Chacham Avadia Yosef Shlita. In Perek Yud Gimel, in the Yalkut Yosef, in Halacha Aleph, Rav Avadia's son offers, and I've heard this from other Sephardic poskim, and I've heard them assume that the Shvus Yaakov is wrong. They assume, like those who say that the halacha is that already when someone becomes a nesua, by definition, she's going to require a hair covering, unlike the Shvus Yaakov that says that it's dependent on this change of her status of a ksuba, of, it seems to from him, of bia. However, amongst the Svaradim, they say it would not be a requirement. What would the reason be that there isn't a requirement? The reason for that is because according to the Rambam and many Svaradim today, they only do Nisuin. According to Rambam, the definition of Nisuin, and here we get to the definition that I said we would get to. The definition of Nisuin is when she goes into his house, the husband's house. According to the Ramah in Evan Ezer, the Ramah is of the opinion that the moment in which the kala goes under the chuppah, she's already considered nesua. In many ways, it seems that our custom today follows that as well, because the brachos of Sheva brachos that are said under the chuppah are brachos that are reserved for a nesua. According to Chacham Avadia, you have to say that the brachos are lefnei lefnei, that they're making brachos going on what's going to happen later on. Not only that, when it comes to Ashkenazim, who says that we don't consider her already as even a bu'ula? Because at the end of the day, they then go into a yichud room. However, many Sfardim do not do that. So says Chacham Avadia, if there is yichud, so then in such a case, everybody would hold that there is a requirement for the kal to cover her hair. However, if there is no yichud, so then in such a case, there is no requirement for a hair covering. For those who do have yichud, so then there would be a requirement of hair covering. And this is a psak that's quoted in Chacham Avadia's Tshuvas, as well as in Yalkut Yosef, Perek Yud Gimel, Halacha Aleph. So what emerges is we have a few different opinions. Some assume it's a Davar Pashut, that Arusa, and in many ways that's the majority opinion. And you could argue that comes from our Gemara, that our Gemara says that Arusa you would have thought would drink, even though the Pasuk says Ufares Rosh Yisha. So what would that indicate? That Arusa already has her hair covered. Some are Doche, and they say no, that the Gemara would still says that we would have a Havamina, that Arusa would drink, even though there isn't a requirement for Arusa to cover her hair. And the Pasuk is talking about the majority of cases. This, the Shvus Yaakov agrees with, because he seems to say that the whole halacha of hair covering is directly connected to Besula and a Be'ula, and he says on the night of the Chasana, there would not be a requirement for the Kala to cover her hair. Chacham Avadia says it depends if you're a Sephardi or an Ashkenazi. If you're an Ashkenazi, that holds that number one, two things about Ashkenazi. Number one, that the Ramah seems to say that already the chuppah is considered nesua. Number two, the Ashkenazim do yichud, so then that's already going to turn her into a nesua. And then there's no justification, even if you don't accept the chumrah of the Mishnah Brura, nevertheless, she's a nesua, she has halachic din of nesua, and then in such a case, there would be a full requirement for her to cover her hair. However, for those who don't do the yichud and don't hold that the chuppah is considered nesuin, so then Chacham Avadia says there wouldn't be a requirement for a hair covering. After further examination of the Shvus Yaakov, it seems to be, though, quite clear that the Shvus Yaakov, when he was talking about the night of the Chasana, he was only talking about the night of the Chasana vis-a-vis Arison and not Nisuin. Hence, there's no proof that the Shvus Yaakov would even disagree with what Chacham Avadia is saying, and hence, it's not clear what the makar would be for someone who is already considered a nesua for her not to cover her hair. Some have suggested that maybe a symbolic hair cover is enough, but that itself is a big chidush, and the matter requires more iyun.
The next halachic topic for today, of course, all of the halachic topics are not meant to be used halacha l'maaseh, just to inform on some of the issues, to know a shaila to ask, or just to apply lasuke shmaitza liba de hilchasa, according to what is the basic halacha. The next topic, of course, is an extremely, extremely sensitive one in kal v'chomer. It's not meant to be used at all for halacha l'maaseh, but just to raise, we try not to be fearful of any topic. The Mishnah told us on the top of Chav Dalet Amud Aleph that if a woman says Tmeyani, if she says she was Mezane, so then in such a case, the halacha is that she does not drink the Mayim HaMa'orim. Now, this phenomenon of a woman saying Tmeyani, we also had earlier in a Mishnah on Davav, that if a woman says that she is Tmeya, so after Kinui and Stirish, so she's believed to make herself prohibited from Truma. Here too, there was Kinui and Stira, and therefore she's believed that in such a case that what she was actually Mizana, and hence there's no purpose in Mayim HaMa'orim. She has to leave her husband. There is no Ksuva. Tosas on Davav Amid Aleph points us to a Mishnah in Nidarim on Dav Tzadiyah Mibes, which actually tells us a startling halacha. The halacha l'maisa then becomes extremely complicated amongst the poskim, as you will see in a moment. But it's a startling halacha in the sense that really a woman's statement of Tmeyani based on a Mishnah in Nedarim, even if a woman professes that she was Mezana, does not necessarily mean that we assume that she was Mezana and that she's prohibited to her husband. The Mishnah in Nedarim on Daf Tzadiyah Mebei says that we are afraid that she's not happy in the marriage. A man who's not happy in the marriage, so what could he do? He could give the woman a divorce. A woman can't give a man a divorce, al pi dinei Torah. And therefore, she might resort to saying, I can't live with him. He's usher to me. The Mishnah says that we follow Shema einah nasna b'achar. Maybe she wanted to get out of the marriage and marry somebody else. So for that reason, we do not necessarily believe a woman every time she says, she doesn't become automatically prohibited to her husband. This is codified in Shulchan Aruch. So the reason we're doing it today is to emphasize that even though Tmeyani is believed in Masecha Sota, Tosas on that Vav Amid Aleph says that's because Kinui and Stira preceded it. There was she was already playing games in the marriage. What happens if out of the blue she makes up the story? So then in such a case, did she make it up? Is it just Stama Bulba Maisa? Or is she really saying something that's going to make her prohibited to her husband? So there are two sets of halachos. One is in regards to a kohen, which could be found in Simon Zayin Nevenezer. And here what we're going to discuss is in the majority of cases where vis-a-vis her husband. Says the Mechaber, Kuf Tez Vav Vav, Ein Eidim Shezinsa Ela Shi Yomer Shezinsa, if there are no witnesses, but she said it, Ein Choshin L'dover Zela Osra. We don't make her prohibited to her husband. The Shema Einel Nosna Bach. Maybe she wanted to marry someone else. In parentheses, there is added in the Shulchan Aruch from the Piskei Maharai, V'dafke Shein Raglayim L'dover. There has to be that there was no circumstantial proof. But if there is some substantial proof that she's not just saying the story, but that she really did, then in such a case, the whole Mishnah does not apply. So this halacha of the Maharai would fit in beautifully with what Tosis writes on Davov in Sota, that our Mishnayis that say that we believe her is because there is Raglayim L'dover. Hence, if there was some circumstantial evidence that she is telling the truth, God forbid, so then in such a case she'd be prohibited to her husband. These are the basic halachic rules. Obviously, the details become quite complex. If you take a look, the Pischei Tshuva over there on Siv Vav is humongous, and we are just being ma'orer the basic halacha to be aware that just because a person says that they were mezana does not necessarily automatically make the woman prohibited to her husband. Be'ezer Hashem, we now conclude Das Chavdalet.